These days, it's hard to imagine getting by without Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. But how accurate is Wikipedia and how valuable a tool is it for learning about, say, scientific concepts? Well, as it turns out, college students are working to make sure that Wikipedia can be relied on when it comes to science. Two of those students are in studio today, as is a UCLA professor. The UCLA professor is Ben Carney. The students are Alina Egner and Kimberly Martin. We will get to know them in a minute. And on the phone is Leanna Davis. She is Deputy Director and Director of Programs for Wiki Education. And I should have said, also, welcome to Deadline LA. I'm Howard Bloom, going solo today. And yes, our topic is Wikipedia and making it accurate, especially accurate for scientific concepts. Now, first, as we get into this, I want to clear up some confusion, perhaps, for some of our listeners. Many of us hear about wiki this and wiki that, and we pretend it all makes sense to us because we're embarrassed to claim otherwise, but it doesn't, and it's too late to ask, so I'm going to help all those people who forgot to ask what wiki meant when they still had time. So let's review some basics. What the heck does wiki mean, anyway? Leanna, why don't you take that one?
Yeah, I can jump in on that. So Wiki is actually the software that underpins Wikipedia and a number of other websites. It comes from the Hawaiian word for fast or quick. If you've ever been in Hawaii, you may have taken a WikiWiki bus, which is the fast transit option there. And the idea behind a wiki is that it's easy for people not in the same place at the same time to collaboratively edit a text at once. And so Wikipedia is obviously the biggest and most well-known of all of the wikis, but there's plenty of other wikis out there. Wiki is just the software that underpins it.
So if something has wiki in front of it, is it related to anything else that has wiki in front of it? Like WikiLeaks and Wikipedia?
WikiLeaks and Wikipedia have no affiliation with each other. WikiLeaks originally started using the wiki software. I don't believe they still do, although I'm not entirely sure about that. But Wikipedia still uses it. Wikipedia is one of the projects of the Wikimedia Foundation, which is the nonprofit that runs Wikipedia. And they also run a host of other projects that have the name Wiki in them. Wiki News, Wiki Source, Wiki Books, Wiktionary, you might be familiar with, as well as the newest project, which is Wikidata, which is a very exciting project that has structured data in a wiki format.
So we are focusing on Wikipedia, or the education component of Wikipedia. I guess everything related to Wikipedia is education related, but how like or unlike is Wikipedia compared to a traditional encyclopedia?
So Wikipedia is actually far more detailed and covers far more topics than traditional print encyclopedias. And that's in part because the format enables it to really cover topics in depth by taking sections of an article that would just be covered briefly in a traditional print encyclopedia and expand on that into full detailed articles in that sense. The English Wikipedia right now has more than 5 million articles, and the print volumes alone would take up stacks and stacks and stacks in a library if they were to be printed out.
And it's also more up-to-date, I guess, than a traditional encyclopedia.
Correct. The errors are able to be fixed instantaneously. If new research comes out that corrects a previously understood topic, you are able to jump right in there and make changes so content can become up-to-date much more frequently.
But who owns and runs Wikipedia, and why should people feel they can rely on the accuracy of an article in Wikipedia?
Yeah, so who runs the actual software and the hardware that underpins Wikipedia is the Wikimedia Foundation. Who runs the content on the English Wikipedia?
Well, we'll stop there. What is the Wikipedia Foundation?
The Wikimedia Foundation is a nonprofit based in San Francisco, and they run programs and technology. So they write software code, they make sure the website stays up, things like that. But they don't touch content. So the content that's generated on Wikipedia is generated by a community of active editors. There's about 80,000 of them globally who volunteer their time and expertise to improve the content on Wikipedia. And the idea behind this is a crowdsourced model. So the more people that you have actively in there editing content, the better likelihood you are that something is reliable because multiple people are looking at it, multiple people are reviewing it. If something's wrong, somebody can jump in there and fix it. Now, underpinning that is a series of rules and guidelines to ensure that the information on Wikipedia is as accurate as possible. So the same community of editors has developed a series of guidelines and rules around, for example, what counts as a reliable source. So these are things like newspapers, magazines, books, things that are peer-reviewed, have a reputation for fact-checking, things like that, whereas some random person's blog is not considered a reliable source on Wikipedia.
I see. Well, I want to now go to our panel in studio, and as you've heard this explanation, have any of you learned something you didn't know before? Ben Carney, professor of social psychology at UCLA, you look like you're about to say something.
It's not surprising that there's a nonprofit organization funding the whole thing. What's the advantage of Wikipedia is that it's a democratic information source. Anybody can contribute to it. And that is a great thing, and it also has possible costs, which is that the people who are contributing aren't vetted. There's no vetting process. Anybody can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is actually how I got involved and how a lot of social psychologists got involved, because there was a period about, I think it's over 10 years ago now, where the then president of the Association for Psychological Science, whose name was Mahzarin Banaji, and she's a professor of social psychology at Yale, am I right about that?
At Harvard.
At Harvard. I meant Harvard.
You can always rely on the students to correct you,
and they have.
The teacher.
And totally in the spirit of Wiki, isn't it? So she noticed that academics have a tendency to publish in academic journals that nobody ever sees. But the public is getting their information not from academic journals, where we, the scientists, are publishing, but from online sources, and most notably Wikipedia. And when she boated around on the Internet, she noticed that the articles on Wikipedia were clearly not written by people who knew anything about the topics, at least the social psychological topics that she looked at. So she actually sent out a note, like a big mission statement. She said, we, the scientists and the scientists in training, should be the ones writing these articles. And if we're restricting our writing and our communication to each other in academic journals, we're doing a disservice. We're not getting the work out to the public.
Graduate students, you want to jump in here, Kimberly or Alina? Kimberly.
Yeah, I think I learned a lot just now. I didn't know about Wikimedia. I didn't know that Wikilinks and Wikipedia were not connected. And I think one of the big things I learned about this project was this democratic process, and that there's actually a process of making sure that what you are citing in the articles is something reputable. When I was in high school, I can remember like teachers saying, you can't cite Wikipedia in your final papers, so don't try it. And it was like, oh, maybe we shouldn't even look at it. But what I found was that it was a great place to start, because you would see all these citations and it could lead you to all these great other articles, and you could get like a sense of what the topic was about.
Okay, so that was Kimberly Martin. She's a graduate student, a doctoral student at UCLA. Alina Egner, what would you add to this?
I agree with Kim. I remember being a student in high school and even way back in middle school when I think Wikipedia was first starting, and teachers had the impression that it was very unreliable back then and wasn't a good source of information. But now it seems to be kind of becoming a little bit more reputable. And I think it could be in part because of this whole community that has been developed over the years. And it was kind of amazing as we were writing these articles how much feedback we got from other Wikipedia editors and interacting with them to make our articles better. So I think it's come a long way.
So we're going to get into the topics that you wrote about. But first, I want to remind our listeners that you are tuned in to Deadline LA on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and other stations in the Pacific Network. You can listen online at kpfk.org. And our guests today are people talking about Wikipedia and their projects on Wikipedia. On the phone, we have Leanna Davis. She's the Deputy Director and Director of Programs at Wiki Education. In studio, we have Ben Carney. He's a professor of social psychology at UCLA. And we have two doctoral students, Alina Egner and Kimberly Martin, who have contributed articles to Wikipedia. So, Leanna, as you've now listened to our panel, what were you thinking?
So my organization, Wiki Education, we are a nonprofit organization that works to bridge the gap between Wikipedia and academia. And so one thing that we do in particular is we encourage people to move away from the sort of Wikipedia is terrible philosophy that has permeated high schools and middle schools for years. We like to use the slogan, don't cite it, write it. The idea behind this is, no, you shouldn't be citing Wikipedia because it's a tertiary source, just like any other encyclopedia, a print-bound encyclopedia that existed when I was in school. We weren't supposed to cite those either in our papers. And Wikipedia just migrated that print resource to the web. So you still shouldn't cite it. But as I think it was Kim was saying, it's a great place that's a starting point for your research. There's a good overview of the topic usually with a whole list of references and citations that link back to the secondary and in some cases primary sources that students should be consulting when they're looking to write a paper about the topic. In terms of what Ben said, too, I think this is something that we've seen as a trend. He's correct that I think the Association for Psychological Science was the first one, but we actually have partnerships with 13 other academic associations across different disciplines who have similarly seen that Wikipedia is where the general public goes to get information about topics that are relevant in that discipline. And these associations recognize that they want to encourage their members, who are the professors who teach these topics at universities in the U.S. and Canada, to ensure that the information on Wikipedia is accurate. So they partner with us to encourage their faculty to participate in our programs.
Ben, we sort of interrupted you in mid-story. You were talking about how the effort started on your end. How did you come to be directly involved?
I teach the Introduction to Social Psychology for doctoral students. That's what I've been teaching for many years. And the final sort of paper for this graduate seminar has been, for many years, a paper, you know, 10 to 15 page paper. Tell me about your topic. I read it. The student reads it. It never gets published. It gets hidden away. It's essentially a waste of time. It's an interaction between two people. Meanwhile, the field of social psychology is all about making
change. Wait a minute. You're just telling that every paper I ever wrote when I was in school is a waste of time?
Not necessarily a waste of time. I'm sure it was really valuable for you.
That's very sobering.
It was valuable for you. Maybe it was valuable for me to read, but we're only two people. And the field is about the world, and it's about social interaction. And the classical social psychologists who founded this discipline really wanted to make a change. They wanted to do science that had implications for the outside world. And it felt a little bit inconsistent to be doing a class where we never interacted with the outside world. We only interacted with each other, with other social psychologists. So when I read about this initiative from the Association for Psychological Science, it seemed an obvious way to start practicing social psychology, even in this class, in a way that connected it to the outside world as the discipline was designed to do. And how much more interesting, rather than write a term paper that only I'll read, how much more interesting to say your assignment is to write a paper that thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands of people will read. My most cited academic paper that I've published in an academic journal has been read, you know, maybe 5,000 times, and I'm thrilled it's been read 5,000 times. Kimberly or Elena, you were saying how often has your article been read so far in the last 4 months?
It's been read over 10,000 times now.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty sobering.
Right. And again, to be explicit about this, especially for people who are just tuning in, Professor Ben Carney, what he's doing is he's having his students, instead of writing a traditional academic paper that only he reads as the teacher, they're writing something for Wikipedia. So it becomes an online resource for lots of people to look at. And I guess it turns out you're not the only grader in this sense, because you have a community of editors who also, in essence, grade your paper.
Absolutely. How was that experience?
The experience for me was really helpful, actually.
Okay, so this is Kimberly Martin, and maybe this is a good time. We're going to have each of you explain what you did for this Wiki educational vehicle. So, Kimberly, what was your topic?
My topic was perspective taking.
Okay, so what is that?
And perspective taking is the ability to take on the view of someone else, which I learned through doing this project can have many meanings. It could mean actually physically thinking about what they see in space, or it can be more psychologically or conceptually thinking about how they feel, their emotions.
Is there any evidence that Donald Trump has read your article yet?
He hasn't tweeted, so I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll wait for that one. Okay, so perspective taking. So it's understanding the viewpoints of other people. So that's a topic in psychology, obviously.
Absolutely.
So how did you tackle this as something that would become a Wikipedia assignment? Leanna, is Wikipedia the right reference to this, or does this now become a subset of Wikipedia?
It's actually an article on Wikipedia. So my organization, Wiki Education, supports more than 300 faculty, just like Ben, each term, who assign their students to edit Wikipedia articles as part of the coursework. So we provide resources, online trainings, things like that, help for students. But the students are actually writing articles on Wikipedia.
Okay, so take us through the process with your topic, Kimberly.
Sure. So start off with choosing a topic, and Ben gave us a lot of leeway with that. It's trying to choose something that we liked and that would be something that we'd be passionate about writing about, which I appreciated. For me, just watching the news over the past several months really got me thinking about perspective taking and how maybe people are not perspective taking as much in society as would be helpful. And I started diving into that literature for my own research project. So that inspired me to want to write about it for Wikipedia.
And we're going to talk about the writing process. Before we do, let's now go to Alina Egner and tell us about your project.
I wrote a new article on the ovulatory shift hypothesis, which is a scientific theory sort of in the field of evolutionary psychology. So it's a theory that is essentially that women may experience changes in their thoughts and behavior across the menstrual cycle, especially in their preferences for a mate. So they may prefer a different type of man when they are more likely to get pregnant with that man. So I wrote this whole new article. It's something that I've been researching for a long time, and it's something that my graduate advisor researches, so it's something I was fairly knowledgeable about.
How do we go from the topic to a Wikipedia article? Let's talk about that, and who wants to go first?
Well, I can start by saying The guidance that I gave them.
And this is Professor Ben Carney, a professor of social psychology at UCLA.
And this is easy guidance to give since I've never actually written a Wikipedia article myself. I just assign them to others. But the guidance I said is, if you had an hour to give a lecture to an audience of smart people who otherwise know nothing about your topic, where would you start? What would the beats of your lecture look like? How much detail would you go into? What would the outline be? And I said, write an article that is that lecture, a one-hour lecture to a naive audience. And that's where they went.
Part of this that I'm really interested in is how you get permission to write for Wikipedia.
I'll jump in on this one. You create a user account. It's very simple. You go to Wikipedia, and there's a little button at the top that'll say log in, create account, and you click that, and you create account, and you can start writing.
And you're not vetted in any way?
Nope.
How do we prevent, say, either ardent supporters of Donald Trump or ardent critics of Donald Trump from completely skewing things related to Donald Trump, for example?
So that's the beauty of the crowdsourced model of Wikipedia. So the content that's getting added is reviewed by many, many people, all of whom have the rules and guidelines I mentioned earlier sort of in their underpinnings. One of the key principles of Wikipedia is neutrality. So all of the information that's presented on Wikipedia should be presented in a neutral point of view. And so regardless of your personal position on topics, you as an editor should be on the lookout for any content you're seeing that is not neutral, and you should go in and edit it to make it neutral.
And you have the power just to change something that somebody else wrote, and that's it?
That is the beauty of a wiki.
And somebody else can come in and change what you wrote?
Correct.
Does this happen a lot on controversial topics where it keeps getting change? Have there been ideological battles? I mean, because part of the problem is what seems like neutrality to you or neutrality to me may not be neutrality to somebody else.
Wikipedia has developed a sort of series of different permission levels. So the more controversial the topic area is, the more advanced your account needs to be able to make contributions to those articles. And sometimes things will just get locked down and only a very small subset of users can edit those. But those are usually a tiny percentage of the overall 5 million articles on the English Wikipedia.
I have a few more questions on that line, but let's go back to the experience of writing an article. So we'll start with Alina this time. And you did an article on the ovulatory cycle, and I'm probably going to mess this up, but how the desires of women change over the ovulatory cycle and what kind of partners they choose and what they're attracted to. And I guess your article also talks about the effect on men and how a woman's ovulatory cycle also affects whether men are protective of a woman or more attracted to a woman. So these are things that have developed evolutionarily that affect us today that we may only be dimly aware about.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, there's evidence that women display these subtle changes in thoughts and behavior, and then that men can then detect those subtle changes as well.
All right, so if you're writing about this topic, you put up a stub, I guess is the term, or the first version of the article, and then what happens? Do you sit and wait? Does somebody contact you directly and say, oh, I think you should improve it this way, or you were wrong about this? What happens?
Yeah, it was interesting. I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen when we first posted the articles, but almost immediately, people started making little copy edits or providing little comments on, you know, maybe you could change.
Well, did they communicate with you directly? Could they tell that you had edited it?
Yes. Everything, every edit is sort of stamped with your username, so they can communicate with you directly in sort of a more private way or on the article's talk page. Every article has sort of a discussion section where anyone can make little comments on how they think the article should be changed.
Is this invisible? In other words, the community of editors, and anybody can sign up to be an editor, they talk with each other, but this is not visible when you call up the page as a user.
It is visible. At the upper left corner of every Wikipedia page, you will be on a page called Article, and directly next to it is a button that says Talk, and you can flip over to that one. Every article has a talk page, and the talk page is where different editors discuss the content of the article. And that's all visible in public as well.
But I do think you're right that although it's accessible to the public, most people who access the page will never look at that talk page.
And as Ben Carney talking. Okay, all right. I just want to reintroduce our guest. So Leanna, who is explaining how Wikipedia works from the inside, she's the Deputy Director and Director of Programs at Wiki Education. We also have Professor Ben Carney, Professor of Social Psychology at UCLA. And we have two doctoral students, Alina Egner and Kimberly Martin. Okay, so we just heard from Alina on her topic. Now, Kimberly, what was your experience? Now, I think that Alina was the first to write about this topic on Wikipedia, whereas, Kimberly, you took a topic that somebody else had started, and then you took it further. So talk about your experience as a writer and, I guess, as an editor on Wikipedia.
Sure. So I chose perspective taking, and there was an article already in existence on perspective taking, but it was really short.
Was it accurate? Were there mistakes in it?
There were some mistakes in it. There were some citations that were really helpful for me to get like a starting point. And then there were some things that when I just read it, I was like, that confuses me a little bit. So maybe I can just help to clarify it for other people and really expand on it.
Can you give an example of one of these things that you felt was important to change or improve?
Well, for instance, perspective taking has been studied in psychology for a really long time. And a huge and famous psychologist, Piaget, did one of the like seminal works in perspective taking. And so there was mention of it, like very brief mention of like, Piaget did this. And I thought like, well, that's really interesting. I didn't know that perspective taking had been going on for this long. So I went to Piaget's book and looked that up and saw what the study was actually about and then expanded on that within the article.
Professor Carney, any thoughts on this?
I think that this assignment is the best thing I've ever done as a professor, because every time the class is over, the world is a better place. And every time the class is over, students have interacted with people beyond the classroom and had to compromise and had to face real critique, at least, and feedback. I just think it's thrilling. And the idea of what I used to do, which is just assign a term paper, just seems so bland in comparison.
I want to step back a little bit. And Leanna, you're the Deputy Director for Wiki Education. There must be, at some level, a bit of an ideological war over the content of Wikipedia. Because, you know, you have, well, I was looking at, for example, Wikipedia has an extensive and deeply annotated and really very good entry on fake news. But does the far right believe it? I mean, I think there are people out there on the far right who would conclude that Wikipedia itself is fake news because it relies, for example, on the New York Times for citations. And to be fair, there are many on the left who also greatly distrust what the left calls the mainstream media. And, you know, the mainstream media, which I work for in another capacity, they've definitely gotten some stories wrong over the past. And, in fact, there were inaccurate beliefs and even lies that were long accepted as mainstream truth. So do you expect that the right wing, for example, is going to have its own Wikipedia someday that they think is the truth? What are your thoughts, Leanna?
There have been some minor efforts to create things like that in the past. I think Wikipedia stands as sort of the beacon for facts in the modern age, and that's because it's not relying on one particular source, right? It's not just the New York Times. It's not just the Washington Post. It's not just a particular book or a particular journal or any particular news source. Wikipedia is a compendium of the viewpoints that are expressed in all published sources that fit the reliable source definition on Wikipedia. And so, you know, I think anybody for whom facts matter and for anybody who believes in the principle of having a truth in the world, Wikipedia can stand out as that source that pulls together what does everyone say. So one of our guiding principles is you look at sort of the proportion of what published sources say when there's a disputed fact. So if 98% or something of the scientific publications believe that global warming is real and 2% believe that it's not, then the Wikipedia article on global warming should reflect 98% sort of showing that it is real and 2% with an acknowledgement that some studies disagree with this. But the balance of the article should reflect the balance in the published sources. So in that way, it's a more meta-level analysis of where do the published sources come down in these particular topics. And, you know, the beauty of it being a wiki as well is that when things are discovered to be inaccurate in the past and have been corrected, then Wikipedia can be corrected as well.
Well, Facebook, for example, is having trouble with this very issue. And part of the problem maybe for Facebook is that Facebook is trying to make money off of different points of view, and it really doesn't want to choose a side. It wants to be able to make money equally off of the far right, the far left, and the center, and kind of give everybody what it wants. But you're kind of arguing that the Facebook model of what it considers to be neutrality is different than the Wikipedia model of neutrality.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Wikipedia is a nonprofit whose goal is to represent the majority view that's published in reliable sources rather than one particular view. And at the end of the day, our model does not rely on commercial interests at the heart. So the idea that we as a community of editors, you know, uphold the principles of facts and accuracy is really important in the modern age. It's been important for years, but it's even more important now.
You know, you guys do papers at the end of every quarter, practically, throughout graduate school and undergraduate school. How did this compare to other assignments you've had?
It was very different from any assignment I've ever had before, and it was interesting because even within the lab that I'm in at UCLA, when I was telling some of the undergraduates involved in the lab, they're like, oh, yeah, this is the assignment I'm working on. They're like, you're writing an article for Wikipedia, and I can Google it, and I can read it? And I was like, absolutely, you can, and I could get your feedback. That'd be great. So that was different.
Was that also a little scary, like, wow, I actually have to get this one right?
Well, I think as a scientist, you always want to try to have the information right. You always want what you're writing to be representative of the data. So it wasn't different in